everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today is our second episode of the month of March, our womanhood series. So last week we talked about acne. If you missed that episode, make sure you go back and check that out because it has a few good tips and tricks that I like in there. You can also check out any tips and tricks I added on our Instagram at hthg.podcast. But this week we are talking about how to be a better girl space friend. How to be a better friend as a girly. And so this obviously can apply to anybody, but keeping the theme for this month, I was specifically looking at ways that us as women can be better friends to each other. I think there's a lot of ideas based around, like, you have to spend money when you're with your friends, you have to do certain things when you're with your friends, or to show your friends that you care. And that's not always the case. So I want to talk about how to be a better friend for free. And ways that you can hang out with your friends, ways that you can show your friends that you care about them without actually having to spend any money. So hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a cutesy, cute little episode. But yeah, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out our merch store. And if you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthg.podcast to prove that you did it. And I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. Before I get too deep into things, what color is your heart today? My heart right now is definitely a green. I feel like I'm getting ready for spring. I'm just so excited for spring. I hope that it's coming soon. And I'm also really excited for this episode. So hopefully you guys enjoy what we have in store for you. The month of March is here. And I am so happy that we are able to talk about this today. How to be a better friend is something that I've really been struggling with recently because I feel like every time I want to see my friends or hang out with them, I never know what to do or how to show them that I care without spending some sort of money. And I personally, as a broke college student, have been trying to stay tight about money as I'm sitting here drinking my Fusion Brew drink because I needed Fusion Brew today. And I haven't gotten anything all week, so I was like, I haven't gotten Fusion Brew in like 2 or 3 weeks, actually. 2 weeks. We'll say a week or two. But so I'm excited because I got to spend some money on myself. I got to go hang out with one of my friends. But that's the thing, is that I don't want to have to spend money every time I want to hang out with a friend. So in light of that, today's episode is going to be all about how to be a better friend for free, how to care for your friends, be there for your friends, and talk to each other. So I think maintaining relationships and friendships is much more challenging as you become an adult and the like older that you get, because adulthood comes with a lot of responsibilities. It's so freaking time consuming. And I feel like my friendships often get pushed on the back burner because I don't know about you guys, but I have such a hectic and busy schedule as a student, as an athlete, a business owner, podcast host. I work other jobs. Like, I'm doing so much at one time that it's freaking exhausting and I'm tired of it. And so a lot of what I've been looking into is how I can put my friendships first and how do I can reach out to my friends and be there for people. But we do need to make time for our friends because it's good for our overall health and well-being. And so if you want a few ways, you can definitely see what I'm saying here. But if you don't, that's totally okay. You can also just sit down, listen, relax, whatever. I feel like one of the big things is not just to hit my friends up when I'm lonely or bored. I try to make time for people even when I'm booked, busy, thriving, having like high vibes. Like, it's not only when I'm sad or down or in a, like a funk. So I try to remember my friends and think about them like more often, I'd say. So thinking about reaching out to them, telling them that I miss them, telling them that I hope that they're doing well, telling them I just hope they have a great day, especially friends that I don't see every day or I don't see during the week. It's like with my roommate or with my other best friend, like we see each other a lot. And so I don't really have to worry about not seeing them or not sharing with them that I care about them and love them. Whereas there's other friends that I've been friends with since high school, middle school, elementary school that are going to other schools that are farther away that I don't get to see a lot. And so when I get to reach out to them, tell them that I love them and miss them, I feel like it just kind of reminds them that I'm there, that I care for them. And then it reminds me that they also care for me, even if I was the one reaching out first. I think there's also a bit of kind of a balance, because if you're the only person constantly reaching out to your friends, that's kind of a sign that it's not a great friendship. But a lot of the times, for me at least, I've found that because my schedule just gets so hectic, and now that I'm getting older, it's not that my friends forget about me, it's not that they don't care about me, but it's that they don't have time, and are trying to figure out how to manage their time while also being social. And it's so difficult, it's so hard. So what I've been doing is I've been giving a lot more grace, because for a while I was in a phase where I was like, if they don't hang out with me, if they don't try to make an attempt with me, they don't care about me. But that's like not the case. It's just that when I'm in different parts of my life, I'm doing different things. So with some of my friends from home, even though I'm always in town, they are not always in town. And so sometimes when they come home to town, they're not always thinking about like, oh, let me see Marissa, because they're only there for maybe a weekend or just for a day or two. But if they're home for the summer, like I make plans with them and we see each other. And so it's kind of like a set thing that we know we're going to see each other. We haven't forgotten about each other. We love and care for each other. But it's something that is a two-way street where you both kind of have to keep up with each other. It's also okay to do normal stuff, like being at the house, like you did when you were kids. Because when I was a kid, I didn't go anywhere with my friends. Like, we were always at my house doing things. We were watching a movie. We were literally, like, coloring, building Legos, like, so many random little things. And it was so fun, and we weren't spending money. Whereas now, me and my friends, like, we go out, we get drinks, we go get lunch, we get breakfast, like, we go out and buy things, we go to the store and look around. Like, it's so easy for me to spend money when I'm with them, and I don't want to do that. And so something that some of my friends and I have been doing is we've been doing game nights, and we're using games that we already have. We did have to build up our game box, which is something to keep in mind. But, like, we play Uno, Tapple, Rummy Cube, or my family calls it Rummikubub, or there's a bunch of other games that you can play. Like, I have so many games that I play with my friends, and it's so fun. I also have, like, I guess coloring books, in a sense, like coloring, even just doing homework together, like being in the same space, maybe drinking a drink that I already have, like if I have apple juice, or if we can make a drink downstairs, like something fun like that. It's just healing to be in space of somebody that loves you and having them in your company without having, like, crazy expectations. So whether you're doing homework, you're reading, you're playing a game, even just spending time in the same space as each other is so fun. And I know, like, when I'm playing games with them, or if I'm coloring or going for a walk, we're still talking, like, we're still catching up with each other. We're still talking about our days, our weeks, our months, however long it's been since I've seen that friend. And it's so kind and relieving and nice, I'd say. And so there's a bunch of different things that you can definitely do. I think there's also other ways to show your friends that you love them. Like, when I listen to music, sometimes, like, a song comes on that reminds me of my friend, or a song I think my friend would like, or a song that was, like, my friend and I's song, and I send that to them. It's the same thing with, like, a podcast episode. If I'm listening to a podcast, like my Crew Triumph podcast, if I hear a really good one, I'll send that to my friend. And, like, we can both listen together, and then we discuss it. It's kind of like a book club, but it's like a podcast club. And it's like me and my friend, or maybe a few of my friends. I know Dee and I kind of do this, my partner. So these are things that you can apply to your partners as well, not just your friendships. But, like, Dee and I will listen to the same podcast either at the same time, or we'll listen to it at different times, and then we end up talking about it. We're like, can you believe this happened and this happened, or we did this or they said this? And it's so fun. It's so cute. And it's just like, oh, it's so wholesome, and it makes me so happy. So I literally love it. Another thing that I love is sending, like, voice memos or text messages with my friends. I feel like the voice memos are so much more fun, because, like, it's like you're thinking of them, they're thinking of you. It's like you're having a phone call, but it's shorter, and you can listen and respond when it's convenient to you. And so you can coordinate phone calls and FaceTimes and stuff, but I feel like it gets so hard and so much time is going to pass. So instead, like, I can just send a quick voice memo or a text message to my friends just to be like, hey guys, I'm thinking of you and I love you and I miss you and I hope you're doing amazing. And it makes me so happy knowing that, like, they think of me, that I'm thinking of them, that I care about them enough. Like, ugh, it just makes me so happy. It makes my heart so happy. But I'm trying to think of, like, there's definitely other different things that you can do to show love. I know, actually, my roommate Natalie does this with her friends. Her friends go to two different colleges and are from, like, her hometown and everything. And she sends letters back and forth with them. And they don't send, they'll talk on the phone and everything, but they'll send letters back and forth too. And it's so freaking cute. It's literally the cutest thing ever. And she'll show us the letters. And it's not, like, every week you send a letter, but it's like whenever they have time, they sit down, they write a thoughtful letter to each other, and then they send it in the mail. And it's so cute. I seriously thought it was so adorable. And I got to read one that one of Natalie's friends sent her recently, and Natalie was literally crying because it was just so sweet and so cute and so wholesome. Like getting to hear about her friend's life and then her friend like expressing the appreciation that she has for her. Like it was so freaking cute and I loved it. And so it's little things like that that I'm like, yes, that is what I want to do. Like that's what I want to do with my friends, period. As I'm doing this, I feel like I'm coming up with more and more fun ideas of things that I would do with my friends. And one of them is like making jewelry or like doing some sort of fun like arts and crafts thing that I have around my house. Because I don't know about you guys, but my parents still have a lot of stuff from when I was a kid. And so we still have a lot of art crafts and pieces and like beads and things. So like I can make jewelry, like I can make bracelets and anklets and necklaces, but I can also use string and like tie friendship bracelets. Like those are so fun. And I think that that's one that's not really like a super expensive thing that you can do. And you don't necessarily have to spend money on it. You can use things around the house. Like even if I think about it, like making like spaghetti noodle necklaces was so fun. I feel like that'd be so cute. But it's also like getting to go to the park and going for a walk. Like you could play pickleball, sand volleyball, like, I don't know, tennis in general, soccer, basketball. Like there are so many different things that you can do that don't involve spending money, but you can still like go out if you want to. And it's so cute. Like, oh, it makes my heart so happy. But I feel like those are a lot of the main things that I've been doing with my friends or that I want to do with my friends. So if you guys have any other fun ideas, definitely let me know. Definitely share those with me. But in the meantime, I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. I hope that you guys get some ideas and remember that you don't always have to spend money when you're going out with people. You can save that money. You can spend money on yourself whenever you want to. But if you're trying to save money like I am, there's definitely ways that you can do things for free, especially with your friends and still getting to bond with them. So I love you guys so much. I hope you had an amazing day and you have an amazing day. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.